It was in April that California-based private jet aviation company JetSuite announced they were relocating to Dallas, and it was in August that they named the Dallasite Stephanie Chung president of the airline, and she was already in Dallas, and the company was already here, and it seemed like it was destiny, and she's already got 30 years of aviation industry business behind her. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Thank you. So this is a really, so you've been with Piedmont, and you've been with Bombardier and everything else, but this airline, JetSuite, to me sort of defies description. On the one hand, I think, well, there's, you know, like Surf Air or something where it's on demand, and then there's NetJets on the high end. You're somewhere in the middle, aren't you?
We are. You know, one of the things that's really unique about JetSuite is we focus in one particular area and we're very, very good at it. So what I mean by that is for us, we're in the light jet category. We have literally flown more hours in the Phenom 300. We operate just a Phenom aircraft fleet. So we have very specific specialization.
All right, remind us what a Phenom is.
Sure, a Phenom is an Embraer aircraft. It's a specific type of aircraft, and it's phenomenal. We've got a Phenom 100 or a Phenom 300.
It carries about a half dozen people?
No, well, the Phenom 300 carries about 6 people. The Phenom 100 carries 4 people. But what's unique about that is compared to some of our competitors, they have several different aircraft categories. We specialize in this specific one. We don't try to be the jack of all trades, right? We are the and master of none. We literally focus on one area, and we do that very, very well.
So in the model, most of these are memberships. And I buy a membership, and I guess it's like a debit card, like a toll tag. I work off whatever I put down. But you don't require memberships.
No, ours is unique. We think of it more like a debit card, right? So you give a certain amount of deposit, and our deposits are anything from $50,000 all the way up, so whatever you decide to do. You give us a deposit, and then we just deduct from there whenever you travel. So it's extremely simple, and I think one of the things that the industry loves about that is they don't have to have a membership, then do the deposit hourly rate, then you own the asset. I mean, there's so many different costs that can come with private aviation. We just keep it simple.
No, but then you run this other airline on the side, which looks a little bit more like a conventional airline with scheduled passenger service, leaving at specific times and returning at specific times. Tell me about that model.
Yeah, we're excited. JetSuite X is all about how do we, you know, really understand the marketplace and then come in and meet that. So JetSuite X was birthed from our CEO, Alex Wilcox. And what he saw, and Alex has a huge, long lineage in regards to airlines. So what he saw was a need in the airline space. People, let's face it, people are tired of the whole, you know, TSA saga every time they travel, right? And all the different things that come with it, airline performance and bad attitude and things of that nature. What we love about JetSuite X is we're trying to fill that need. So we're going to markets where other larger carriers have pulled out. So we know there's still a need, but perhaps they've chosen to pull out just because they've got bigger planes and so on and so forth. So that's the first thing. Second thing is we know that people are trying to really elevate the standard. They want to have an experience that is more than just what the airlines are dealing with now. So
you're really talking about two things. On the one hand, there's filling a need, but now you're talking about creating a demand.
Yeah, absolutely. And JetSuite X, what's cool about it is you do have the scheduled service, but we're going to get you closer to your destination. So you don't necessarily have to go into the big airports, let's say like in LA, right, where traffic can be, you know, absolutely mind-blowing. But you can go into Burbank, someplace closer by, get you closer to your destination or your departure, and yet you still have amazing service. You fly in and out of the private airports, and you don't have to deal with the crazy TSA experience.
So is that something that would transfer here? I mean, you're doing it in California right now, but my understanding is you want to pretty well triple the fleet size, and I guess it's for both of the airlines.
Yeah, so JetSuite X is going to have tremendous growth. And I guess your question is, would I see JetSuite X one day perhaps operating in and out of Texas? And the answer is yes, Dave, I could see that happening. When exactly, I'm not sure. But we've got some pretty aggressive growth plans. And so we know that there's a market literally all over the place. But Texas, because this is our new relocation, our new headquarters, Texas makes a lot of sense.
You know, you've got deep pockets, which is something that the airline industry sorely needs, because there are a lot of casualties out there. But I noticed Qatar Airways was the most recent investor in it. David Neeleman, who of course started JetBlue, then went down to South America and cloned it as an investor. The fellow who founded Zappos, a lot of money.
Well, you know, we've got some strong partnerships. You're right. So Qatar Airways is one of our partners, and of course JetBlue is one of our partners. And yeah, we have a lot of growth plans, and we're going to reinvest. They have, you know, obviously given a substantial investment. We're going to reinvest in our infrastructure, in our people, and of course in the growth of the two products, whether it be JetSuite X or JetSuite, which obviously I'm the president of on that side.
So you were already here, and then the company relocated to come here. So they came here for you?
You know what? You give me way too much credit, Dave. No, the company came here because honestly, when you think about aviation, everyone that has some type of presence who's in aviation, who's been in this game a long time, we tend to have a presence here in Dallas. And the reason why is this. Dallas is considered to be one of the meccas as far as labor and talent. So, of course, you know, obviously Southwest is headquartered here. American is headquartered here. The labor pool for aviation is incredible. Give you an example. We were located in Newport Beach. Right? California. It's a beautiful place. There's nothing wrong with Newport Beach, correct? But at the end of the day, when you think about aviation and you think about growing JetSuite X, JetSuite Inc., you know, and the substantial focus and vision that we've got for the business, it was a no-brainer to come to Dallas. When you think about the number of people that live in Newport Beach, that's equivalent to the number of folks that work just in aviation in the city of Dallas.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a disruptor, potentially a disruptor. Are you on the radar screens of the majors yet? Are they fighting to keep you out of their markets yet, or trying to keep gate space from you?
We're kind of America's best kept secret, right? So we're actually under the radar at this point, and I think it's because we've got, you know, a very focused, we're not all over the country. We're focused right now, let's say, with JetSuite X up and down the West Coast corridor. As we continue to grow, we certainly expect that they would continue to pay attention and focus as well.
Okay, one last thing. So a year from now, when we're sitting down again, what does this airline look like?
Well, let me tell you what JetSuite's going to look like, because, you know, that's the part that is JetSuite X is amazing. So there's going to be tremendous growth. Theirs is going to be very simple. You're going to see JetSuite X literally all over the place, okay? on the JetSuite Inc. side, what's going to be really incredible for us is we've got more planes coming on board, which is amazing.
Where are you now, 2025?
Yep, at JetSuite X, JetSuite Inc., we're actually at 22 aircraft, and we have some pretty aggressive growth plans as well. So a year from now, what you're going to see, you know, we're coming on our 10th year anniversary, so there's a lot of things that you're going to see. We're excited about our enhancements that we're going to make for our client experience. It's really about elevating the brand, refreshing the brand. And so I'm not going to bore you with all the details, Dave. Just hold on to your socks. You're going to see amazing things for JetSuite Inc. in the next year. I can't wait to sit down and talk to you again.
Well, it's nice to have the airline here, and congratulations. You've been president about a month, I guess it is. So congratulations are in order. Stephanie Chung, president of JetSuite. Good to have you with us.
Nice to have you as well. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.